Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW, right here in Sitka. My name is Brooke, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by two guests, Megan Bosak, who is Community Affairs Director, and Michael Scarselli is Director of Planning. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. We're here to talk a little bit about the Sitka Comprehensive Plan for 2030. That is going to be given to the Assembly meeting tomorrow for approval on the first reading. So sort of a big deal because this is a document that government uses to help with the direction of the city. Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. Yes. So the Sitka Comprehensive Plan 2030 is about a 2.5-year process that the community has been through to really set a vision for what we want our community to be like in the year 2030. So in all of the different chapters that have been covered and the public participation that we've had, we've gone through and listed overarching goals, priorities, and then action steps that really can be completed in the next couple years. Some of them are 0 to 2 year time frame, some are 3 to 5 year, and some are longer. And then we've also evaluated the funds that would be required. So we really wanted to make sure that this document was something that could be used. It's a little bit different than other comprehensive plans in that there are two components to it. There is the shorter Sitka Comprehensive Plan 2030, and then a longer technical plan that has all of the statistics and all of the information that we used to get to those overarching goals. So kind of two components to our plan.
If I could follow up with you a little bit on that, what exactly are like some of the goals or priorities?
Well, we looked at 7 different factors for our community, and those were economic development, housing, land use, borough facilities, historic, cultural, and arts resources, transportation, parks, trails, and recreation. So those were the things that people in Sitka really wanted this plan to focus on. Again, it's a requirement of the municipality to have a comprehensive plan, and our last version was done in 1999 with an update in 2007. So it was really time for our community to go through this process. We looked at those 7 different initiatives, and some of the goals specifically for economic development were, how do we increase year-round employment? Not just employment in general, but making sure that some of our summer workers have an opportunity to stay and participate in industries throughout the year. So some of those things were really brought to the forefront, again, through all of that public comment, and just knew that we had to prioritize actions to get us to achieve those goals.
So you have this sort of baseline document from 1999, but it sounds like a lot of people were involved in maybe changing this baseline or adding in new things that you reached out to the community. Could you tell us a little bit about who all was involved with helping to create this document?
Sure. Well, in 2016, the Assembly and the Planning Commission, the Assembly tasked the Planning Commission with completing this document. And from there, we launched into a 2.5-year process with over 200 different opportunities for public comment. So not only did we have our regular scheduled Planning Commission meetings, but we did open houses, we did larger community meetings, we had small focus groups, we have a separate website, the SitkaComprehensivePlan.com. On that, there was an interactive mapping feature, so people could really get on a map of Sitka and, you know, talk about housing in different places or problems they were seeing. We had something called Meetings in a Box, where if people didn't feel comfortable coming to a commission meeting or they wanted to get together with their friends and talk about the future of Sitka, they could take those meetings and have a glass of wine and sit in their living room and do that. So there was all sorts of different things. We feel like certainly if people had an interest in being a part of this process, there was an opportunity. So we really want to thank people for all of their contributions. This plan is completely based on that public participation, and it couldn't have happened without them. So thank you to Sitka.
That's great. This is our document.
It really is.
Michael, I want to bring you in a little bit because you're someone who we were chatting earlier is kind of can talk a little bit about the action steps. So there's pieces to this document about like things that will actually happen next, that will, if this passes on the first reading, there are things that you'll start doing. What are some of those things?
So I think some of the things that we're really excited about is, and they came from this mantra of, let's really address economic development, those long-term sustainable jobs, and also affordable housing. And on May 10th at the Planning Commission, we'll be taking a look at accessory dwelling units, which is something that Sitka already has, but we're going to take a look at seeing if we can encourage them and create incentives for them. In addition, another part of the high cost of development, not only for housing, but for land in general, is some of our development standards. And as we did this plan, we analyzed our current development standards against really everything on the ground. And what we saw is that anywhere from 60 to 80% of properties weren't actually meeting the development standards that were created from the 70s and 80s. And so on May 10th, we'll be taking a look at a new draft of development standards that really meet sort of the type of land and lots that we have. And those things we think could reduce development costs by up to 35%, and that's a huge thing. And it's exciting to already have our feet on the ground, so to speak, moving forward from the action steps that have been identified in the plan. This isn't something that's just going to sit on a shelf and collect dust. We're really moving forward, and we have a lot of strong community support for that. So that's really exciting.
That's great.
A big component of this plan, too, is in the priority action items, there's a line column that's completed. So the intent is that this document will go back before the Planning Commission and the Assembly on an annual basis, and we can really show Sitkins what has been done, what's been completed, and what we still have left to do. So exactly what Mike said, this isn't a document that's going to sit on a shelf. We really hope that the public and the Assembly will use this.
So can the public continue to come out? It sounds like this May 10th meeting, the public then can come and sort of inform some of these changes. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And we see that. In fact, I was away for a week in Anchorage and I was checking my email and I get public comment all the time. More importantly, we've created such good, I think, working relationships with the community. With Megan coming in, I really saw a change in the department, at least from what I heard from the past, of being a really open door policy and really working with the community to identify challenges and, more importantly, solutions. I think we've created a good repertoire with our community sort of leaders in construction or housing or even businesses. And so often we reach out to certain individuals and groups that we know are interested and concerned and have ideas, and we really collaborate. So I think on a weekly basis, I probably get a phone call or an email from different people going, okay, when is this topic going to be up? And we share that. And so we really encourage that. And we've seen that in the meetings.
Great. I imagine that people can get their hands on this document too, if they want to. Where could citizens find this strategic Sitka Comprehensive Plan, excuse me.
A couple different options. So we have a website, the SitkaComprehensivePlan.com, which has all of our meeting minutes and all the exercises throughout this long two-year process, as well as these final documents. So that's a great one. And then, of course, cityofsitka.com, where you can find your assembly agenda, and it will have a link on it.
Great. And so people can show up to the assembly meeting tomorrow to hear a little bit more about the Sitka Comprehensive Plan and if the assembly will pass it on the first reading. Thank you both for coming in, Megan Bosak with Community Affairs Director for the City of Sitka, and Michael Scarselli, the Director of Planning. Thank you for the work that you've done to help create this plan, and thank you to the community of Sitka, it sounds like, too.
Absolutely,
for,
yeah.
For participating.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for tuning in. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.